News from 100 years ago, 1920. From the Santa Fe, New Mexican, trailblazing mail planes at Cleveland, Omaha's next stop, Chicago, July 31st, the second of all metal airplanes making a transcontinental trailblazing trip for the air mail service arrived from Cleveland at 3:50 p.m. today, Chicago time. Having left Cleveland at 9:25 a.m., the pilot was Bert Acosta. This plane and the one which arrived last night are to leave tomorrow for Omaha. The first plane piloted by Lieutenant E. Mose was to leave today, but it was decided to wait until tomorrow. Airmail officials here received word from Cleveland that the third plane had postponed its start from here until tomorrow. Bathing suits for the briny dip. Vandiver's. From the House of Keech are these bathing suits, combining style, service, and attractiveness. Only the best dyes, yarns, and the most modern improved knitting machines are used in their factory. The garments now offered are superior in ways most appealing to the feminine mind. The one-piece variety is offered in various color effects, with the following colors predominating: Kelly Green, Copen Blue, Purple, Gold, Black, Maroon, Myrtle Green, Peacock. Prices from $6 and up to $16.50. Children's models from $3 to $6. Rubber bathing caps in unique and beautiful designs for women and children from 35 cents to $1. Serving and maids' aprons and caps. A comprehensive selection of these dainty aprons is offered on second floor. Bibbed and without bibs, long and short, fancy and plain, hand-embroidered, embroidery and lace trimmed. Unusually jaunty models as well as the severe, dotted Swiss and Palin lawn, used to excellent advantage as a body material. Aprons from $1.50 to $5, caps from 50 cents to $1.50. Waitress aprons, special, one lot of white Indian head aprons, suitable for nurses and waitresses, regularly $2.75, special $2.25. $2.50 quality, special $2. Vandiver's, 109 South Main. From the Morning Tulsa Daily World, increases U.S. force, 6 destroyers ordered by Navy Department to go to Eastern waters to augment force. Washington, July 29th. American naval forces in the Near East will be augmented by 6 destroyers, which were ordered today by the Navy Department to proceed from Philadelphia as soon as personnel can be raised to the required complement, probably within the next 10 days. The 6 destroyers will increase the naval forces in Turkish waters under Rear Admiral Mark L. Briston to 10 destroyers, including the Chattanooga, the Admiral's flagship. It was explained at the department that the additional destroyers were being sent to Turkish waters purely as a precautionary measure that the American lives and property to be given protection in the event of necessity for such action. Westinghouse fans, from New Bern Sun Journal, North Carolina, make housework so much more pleasant. Ask any lady who is fortunate enough to own one of these high-grade electric fans about the comfort they give, especially during the hours of household work. Every Westinghouse fan we sell carries our strict guarantee of 1 year's satisfactory service. Sutton Long Electric Company, 67 Broad Street, telephone 948. From the New Bern Sun Journal, North Carolina. Use Georgia Peach as political spellbinder. New York, August 4th. Ty Cobb, star outfielder of the Detroit Baseball Club, will appear as a spellbinder in the coming presidential campaign if the plans of Senator Pat Harrison, chairman of the Democratic National Speakers Bureau, materialize. Senator Harrison announced today that he proposed to take Cobb with him on a proposed swing around the circle in the interest of Cox and Roosevelt. One-piece bathing suits.
Oh, Mother, may I go out to swim?
Oh, yes, my darling daughter, but hang some clothes on each pretty limb, for the police insist you oughter. Chicago authorities have told their bathing girls to dress according to their conscience. In other words, let your conscience be your guide. Everybody can't go to the beach this summer, but they can visit Mac's Place, where the same slogan is used. Diamond engagement rings, wedding rings. A square deal store. Men Jewelry Company. 120 East 3rd Street, opposite Hotel Tulsa. From the Santa Fe, New Mexican. Japanese enlisting by hundreds in Army of Governor Cantu. El Paso, Texas, July 31st. Japanese are enlisting by hundreds in the Army of Esteban Cantu in Lower California, according to Henry M. Hill, Consul General of the Republic of Panama to San Salvador, who was in El Paso today on his way to Washington. Mr. Hill added that the majority of citizens of Lower California are not in sympathy with Cantu. The Japanese, Mr. Hill says, in enlisting in the Cantu movement, are expressing their willingness to enter any movement that will give them a foothold on the American continent. He added that the success of the revolutionary faction in trying to establish a separate government would mean that such a government would be dominated by Japanese influence. All Central America, said Mr. Hill, is in sympathy with De La Huerta and his efforts to bring peace in Mexico. Baldness conquered. Indian secret free. A businessman, almost completely bald, who had tried numerous tonics, lotions, shampoos, etc., without benefit, came across an Indian's recipe by which he grew a complete crop of luxuriant hair. Catalco contains genuine bear oil and other potent ingredients for scalp and hair. Remarkable hair growth, stopping of falling hair and dandruff, has been reported by legions. Men, women, children, buy a box of Catalco at any busy drugstore. $3, guarantee, or you may obtain the recipe free with a proof box of Catalco by sending 10 cents, silver or stamps, to J.H. Britton, Incorporated, Station F, New York, New York. Wire flashes. Constantinople, July 29th. King Alexander has conferred the order of King George I on Dr. Blanche Norton of Eldon, Iowa, a physician of an American committee for relief in the Near East, who distinguished herself at Caramund, Anatolia, by treating the drachymatous eyes of Greek orphans from which she contracted the disease. Washington, July 29th. Captain Rudolph W. Schroeder, holder of the world's altitude record, will pilot the American Army plane in the Gordon Bennett International Cup race to be held in France the last week of September. It was announced today by the War Department. Columbus, Ohio, July 29th. The 1920 National Encampment of the Grand Army of the Republic will be held September 19th to the 25th at Indianapolis. It was announced here today by Joseph W. O'Neill, Adjutant General. Cincinnati, July 29th. Captain Elias R. Monfort, 75 years old, former postmaster of Cincinnati, and former national commander of the GAR, died today at the home of his daughter at Oak Corners, New York. Santa Barbara, July 29th. Reed Admiral Lewis Kempf, retired, who served through the Civil War on the Atlantic blockading squadron, died here today. He was born in Belleville, Illinois in 1845. New York, July 29th. Dudley Field Malone, former collector of the Port of New York, today was selected as the third Farmer Labor Party candidate for the governorship of New York. Topeka, Kansas, July 29th. Much gas is being stolen from the pipelines of the Kansas Natural Gas Company, according to testimony of C.W. Green, general manager for the Kansas City Gas Company, before the Kansas Industrial Court. Mr. Green appeared in the gas rate hearing, now being held in the industrial court, and asserted that much gas, which failed to reach its destination, was sidetracked, not by leaky pipelines, but by theft. Oklahoma City, July 29th. W.R. Martineau, editor of the Daily Livestock News, late today was commissioned lieutenant colonel on the staff of Governor Robertson. This podcast is brought to you by the Cybersecurity and Digital Forensic Consultants at Guernsey. For nearly 100 years, Guernsey, headquartered in Oklahoma, has provided engineering, architecture, and consulting services. You can read more about our cybersecurity and digital forensic services by visiting guernsey.us/cybersecurity. That is guernsey.us/cybersecurity. Wire flashes. Peking, efforts were still being made by new emissaries to persuade Wu Pifu and Cao Kun, the Reform Party generals, to obey the government mandate and not march in the direction of Peking as they had been reported doing. Waco, Texas. A dispatch received here today from New York announces the death of Frank Trumbull, chairman of the board of directors of the Missouri, Kansas, and Texas Railroad. Mr. Trumbull died at Santa Barbara, California. Athens, Texas. Two men held up the Athens National Bank at 1 o'clock this afternoon, obtaining $5,000 in cash and $1,000 in Liberty bonds. Springfield, Missouri. Charles M. Hay, candidate for the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senator, this afternoon sent a challenge to Senator James A. Reed for a joint discussion at St. Joseph tomorrow night on six questions. Senator Reed propounded to senatorial candidates on their League of Nations views. In his telegraphic challenge, Hay charged Senator Reed with misinterpreting the issues. London. The proposal to employ direct action, if necessary, to force the government to withdraw its troops from Ireland and cease manufacturing munitions in use in Ireland and Russia, was defeated today in the special Union Congress called to hear Labour's attitude on the Irish question. New York, Will H. Hayes, Republican National Chairman and Director-in-Chief of the Harding Coolidge Campaign, returned today after a week spent in Chicago and Marion County and took charge of Republican headquarters here. Mr. Hayes said that there had been no change in the Republican policy of making the present a home campaign. There will be no barnstorming, he said. Chapman, Kansas. They work fast in Kansas. From standing wheat to piping hot biscuits within 55 minutes is the record established here by Harry Huff, farmer and miller. Huff strolled into his field, where a header thresher was at work, took a sack full of the grain to his mill and had it ground and put into biscuit form within less than an hour. Los Angeles. Miss Edna Catherine Kadahi, daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Jack Kadahi of Los Angeles, and Percy Fisher Brown of Pasadena, were married yesterday in San Bernardino in presence of members of Miss Kadahi's family. It was announced here today. The bride is a member of the Kansas City Kadahi family. Mr. Brown is a teller in a Pasadena bank. St. Louis. An indictment charging first-degree murder was returned by the grand jury here today against John W. Stevens, a switchman of Marfa, Texas, who killed his wife, Mrs. Leslie B. Stevens, in a cafe here June 24th. He is still in the city hospital. Mexico City. The government has accepted in principle the definite proposals of the representatives of the petroleum interests, according to El Universal today. No final agreement will be reached. However, the newspaper says until the conference Saturday between the provisional president de la Huerta and the oil men. Women wanted for big positions must be strong, healthy, and energetic. The kind of women Nuxated Iron helps make. That there are hundreds of executive positions commanding big salaries open to the strong-nerved, healthy women of today is the opinion of Dr. John J. Van Horn, formerly medical inspector and clinical physician on the Board of Health of the City of New York. Dr. Van Horn says, to be successful in business as well as in social life, women must keep their blood filled with strength-giving iron. Anemia, lack of iron in the blood, is far more prevalent among women than among men, and as a result of many a woman fails to grasp the big opportunities in the business world today simply because she does not back up her brains with the physical strength and tireless energy that come from plenty of iron in the blood. Healthy red-blooded women are the ones whose minds are keenly alive to the good, the big, the great things of life, for their bodies are fortified with the strength and vigor that enables them to forge ahead. It is these kinds of women that demand and hold positions of power, the kind of women Nuxated Iron helps to make. It is surprising how many people who do not get along in life are in reality suffering from iron deficiency and do not know it. To supply this lack of iron and help build stronger, healthier women, better able physically to meet the problems of everyday life, I believe physicians should, at every opportunity, prescribe organic iron, Nuxated Iron, for in my experience, it is one of the best tonic and red blood builders known to medical science. From the New Bern Sun Journal, North Carolina. Bottom of sea with animal life shown in glass. Sand covered with microscopic creatures in gay colors and strange habits. New York, August 4th. A 2-inch section of sea bottom with its tiny animal and plant life, magnified 15,000 times, has been reproduced in glass and wax at the American Museum of Natural History here. It is called the Bryozoan Group, taking its name from the minute sea animals, popularly called sea mats and sea mosses, that it depicts. Their shells are encrusted on seaweeds, pebbles, and shells of larger animals, and are said to be extremely beautiful in their intricate form and coloring. The plumed worm in its gay colors and other strange microscopic creatures, of which the average person seldom dreams, complete the group. It's mileage you want when you buy gas. Science says just so much heat from so much fuel. Mileage is simply heat in the form of freed energy. There's no stretch to an inch, and the better gasoline burns, the further each atom of gas sends your car. Mileage, that's the test. Get that mileage with this gas. Hercules gasoline. Never mind the technical Y4s just now. Prove them with your car. Stick to the yardstick of gasoline, money's worth. And that's mileage. Measure Hercules gasoline by it. Distributed through dealers from Crown Petroleum Division. Oklahoma Producing and Refining Corporation. Stick to Gold Crown Oil and grease. From the New Bern Sun Journal, North Carolina, Globetrotters to visit Cave of Robinson Crusoe will be given chance to sleep in same place with Defoe's literary character, Honolulu, Territory of Hawaii. August 4th, Robinson Crusoe's cave may soon be converted into sleeping quarters for the Globetrotters, according to Professor W.A. Bryan, Vice President of the Hawaiian Historical Society. The Chilean government, Mr. Bryan said recently, is considered creating a national park and tourist resort on the island of Juan Fernandez, famed as the abode of Daniel Defoe's literary character. Modern hotels and other attractions would be erected on the island. According to plans being considered, the beauty and verdure of the island is similar to the oldest of the Hawaiian islands. Two nights were spent by Professor Bryan, recently in Robin Crusoe's cave. The professor is at present in the South Seas, seeking proof of his theory of an immense submerged continent in the Pacific. Woman's rights, most important among which is her right to freedom from the bane of womanhood, inherited from Mother Eve. Stella Vitae gives this freedom to women and girls, sold by your druggist on the distinct agreement that if the first bottle does not benefit, money will be refunded. Mrs. Nellie Smith, Texas. I had female trouble with smothering spells. The doctors had given me up, said I couldn't possibly get well. After taking 4 bottles of Stella Vitae, I was up and going about my work. Mrs. W.N. Gaines, Chickamauga, Georgia. It has done wonders for me, was weak and all run down, had not been able to do housework for 6 or 7 years, but now I do any kind of work. Thatcher Medicine Company, Chattanooga, Tennessee, USA. Stella Vitae, Woman's Relief, Mother's Cordial. From the Santa Fe, New Mexican. Sailors wave British flag in defiance of cheers from pier as Archbishop Mannix departs. New York, July 31st. A remarkable demonstration preceded the departure of Archbishop Daniel Mannix of Australia, who stood on the after deck of the Big Baltic holding 2 red roses in his hand, while he invoked repeatedly a silent benediction upon hundreds of cheering well-wishers who crowded the pier from end to end and waved Irish flags as he sailed from Ireland today. Lying opposite the other side of the steamer was the steamship Olympic, with after-decks swarmed with the ship's company, who stage a counter-demonstration by waving English flags and cheering for Great Britain with an occasional hostile note directed against Ireland. The Englishmen, however, were separated by several feet of water, and this probably was the only thing that prevented a clash. Edmund de Valera, president of the Irish Republic, remained with the Australian dignitary until the last moment and then hurried from the steamship just before the gangplank was lifted. As the Baltic moved out into the stream, the hundreds gave de Valera a demonstration. He was lifted to the shoulders of a couple of husky enthusiasts and cheered for several minutes on the pier. The Archbishop in a statement said, I wish to renew my thanks to all who have been giving me such a cordial welcome from San Francisco to New York. My progress has been a series of pleasant surprises, culminating in the New York demonstration. For some days, I seem to be one of the few who are not speculating about my route. At all the events, I am sailing as I said I would. I have spoken of things I know to be true. I have done the things I believe to be right, and I am unafraid of the consequences. I am represented in certain quarters as a promoter of strife. In fact, I am working for peace in Ireland, in the British Empire, and outside that empire. The peace I hope for is a peace not resting on force, but on justice and the free will of the people. There are those who think an archbishop should not speak and act as I have, unless he's a Belgian cardinal. I cannot accept that British contention. I believe Ireland is a nation as Belgium is a nation. I think Ireland has just the same rights as Belgium to say what form of government she will have. Further, if Ireland's cause be just and sacred, I think I am certainly within my rights in following in my own humble way the glorious example of Belgium's patriotic and heroic cardinal. I go further and say that if the Irish people are rightly struggling to be free, they have some claim to look to me for something more than tolerant and barren sympathy, for I am an Irishman.
News from 100 years ago. You can hear more of our podcasts on all listening outlets. Thank you for listening.